Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 249, part 2, the conclusion to Occupy. Today is Sunday, June 24th, 2012.
Just the other night, there was so much beauty, so much light. Don't you wish it was true? Don't you wish it was true? An angel took my hand, said you don't have to hurry. Got all the time in the world, don't worry. Don't you wish it was true? Lord, don't you wish it was true?
God's dealing with us to give up something, so we don't want to give it up, and so we're miserable. The hardest thing to give up is your personality. I want to be me. I want to be that individual. I want to be me. This is me. But this is me. How many times do we say, but how about me? When do I get my cut? Doesn't anybody ever think about me? Not really. Too busy thinking about ourselves. No. Every imagination, every desire, every habit, every ambition, every motive into subjection to Him. That's the only place you're going to be happy. Don't believe it? I know there's unbelief on the radio. I can feel it coming over the airwaves. Don't believe it. If I only had this and I only had that, then I'd be happy. And if this would happen or that or happen, or if I had this girlfriend or that boyfriend, then I'd be happy. Is that right? If only this man would just see what a wonderful woman I am and marry me, and vice versa, then I'd be happy. If we only had kids, then I'd be happy. I heard a guy say, he said, we're going to have a dozen children. We both love children. Well, I said, have one first. Just have one first, and then go from there, will you? But anyway, in this message, we are bought with His money, of course. is blood. Blood money. Perfect blood money. We cost him a lot. We have been born in his house by a second birth. We have signed on the dotted line with our own confession. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and thou wilt be saved. And so we are very much more on the opposite side of our enemies. Lord, help us. Help us with your grace to get deeper into your territory. Thou hast loosed, the Bible says, my bonds. Only your refusal and my refusal can hold us back. Keep me from becoming lukewarm. Loose me. Satan needs to know that you are loosed. Look in the mirror sometimes and say, loose me of this face. Well, let's go on here as we wrap on. Next, let's look and see what the Lord has left his servants to do. Now, that is a word that people don't want to hear, something to do. What are you going to do? I don't know. What are you going to do? Now, when they ask that question, it's something in regards to having fun. Something in regards to that was something that will make them happy. What do you want to do tonight? It's like it's a real big deal, you know. Where do you want to do? And that gets everybody excited. But not when the Lord asks the question, what will you do for me? So anyway, their Lord was going away, and he left the 10 servants in charge of some money, it says. They were to trade that money until he came back. He didn't say, I'll be back in a month. He didn't say, I'll be back in a day or a year, because he didn't know himself. Even our master says, of that day and that hour no man knoweth, no, not the angels of heaven. I am going away, he said, and you are my servants, and I leave you as my servants in the midst of my enemies. You wonder why you're having a rough time? You're fighting the Lord's enemies. They hate the Lord. You start talking about the Lord, you're going to cause enemies. And so he says, be loyal to me. Prove your faithfulness. Continue to trade in my name. I shall entrust to each of you money, pounds. But it will keep you occupied. And your trading on my account will be your daily protest that you are loyal to me, whatever others may be. Has God given you a talent? Everybody's got a talent. No, it was an honorable work. They didn't receive large funds. See, the amount served as a test. I mean, it checked out their honor. If they really were on the master's side, they would feel that he had given them his confidence, and so they must justify his trust. Slaves are never given money. But a person in bondage to the Lord Jesus Christ is in a different thing. We are treated as partners, as friends. We are trustees. We are ambassadors. And so his eye wasn't on them, for he had gone to a far country. He trusted them to be a law unto themselves. Isn't that nice when you can say, well, now I can trust you, and I want you to clean up this kitchen down here at the mission. And then you go away, and you come back again and you walk into the kitchen, and the first thing you do is say, oh, look at this kitchen, it's beautiful. And so you can't believe it, so you start looking. Yeah, look, everything is lined up under the sinks. The sinks are nice and clean. The stove is wiped off. Well, I don't believe, this is beautiful. And then another day comes and someone else is in charge. You say, I'm going. I want you to clean up the kitchen. You've done it before. You know what to do. And you go away. And you come back. And the stove has got burnt chili dripping off of the edges. Dishes are piled up in the sink. The floor is filthy. The refrigerator is filthy. Tomatoes are laying on the floor, squashed. The cookers are all dirty. What did you do with your talent? Wow. No, they didn't have to give a daily account, but they were left alone until he came back. And we are entrusted with the gospel by our master. Jesus says, when I return, will there be any faith anywhere? Without the preaching of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, there is no faith. There is none. We leave the gospel, we leave faith. When we stop proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, faith. You lose your power. Without the blood, without the preaching of the blood, without the cross, without the salvation message, there's no Bible. There's no salvation. And so we are entrusted with the gospel by our master, and he relies on our honor. No daily audit, because he isn't here. See, if we are what we ought to be, we are a law unto ourselves. We don't need someone to check up on us all the time. I wonder if they got that job done. He never said you are under law, but he says you are under grace. If you love your master, if you believe in your master, you will soon know what to do for him, and you'll love to do it. You'll do it with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. You are not a 9-to-5. What can 9-to-5 schedule? You can't sluggard it out all day and sleep all day. You can't squeeze your feather pillow until it lays an egg. Well, it's all up to you. You're under the law of grace now. Grace says, you believe in me, and I'm in my beloved, and he's in me, and I'm going to trust you with this job. And so now I trust you to your honor. I believe that you're going to do this thing. And so Jesus left, and he entrusted to us the gospel. We got the gospel. What are you going to do with it? What's the gospel? The gospel is realism. You won't go to heaven unless you got Jesus as a personal Savior. It's realistic. You got to be born again. Flesh cannot enter in. You must be born of the Spirit. See, you can take your talent and bury it if you want to. Yeah. You can take your talent, you can dig it up, dig that ground up, the earth up, and you can bury that talent. You don't even have to find an excuse. No, he says, take my pound and trade therewith. Occupy till I come. What occupies your time? He is appealing to your honor and your love. He won't come and check out your bed every hour or blow a bugle and try to raise the sluggard dead. No, he isn't going to do that. But when he does come, what have you been investing your time and talents in? No, you are left in the middle of his enemies to show them he has some friends. Will his enemies know you are his friends? He gave them each a pound. Wow, how come so little? That's not much, I hear somebody saying. Well, they were not capable of managing much. If he found them faithful, the Bible says, in a little, he could give them more responsibility. See, the more you take on, the more that is expected out of you. You know that? Sometimes you say, oh, did you ever say this? Oh, there I went and opened my big mouth again. There I went and opened my mouth up. Now I'm stuck. Did yourself to running the movies, Lisha? No? Oh, gee, I got to break into my schedule. Oh, I don't know about this, but now you can't get out of it. Now it's part of your life. I don't know how people can excuse themselves from certain things. Excuse me, and just walk away. I can't do that. I can't do that because, see, it's the grace of God that constrains. It's the grace of God that keeps you doing things. Call it stubborn will. Call it whatever you want to. Now, Paul was out there a day and he dedicated himself to doing the bread. He said, I'm going to stay there until it's done. Well, it's done. Well, you're going to finish it before you go home tonight. Right, Paul? Okay, see, this is all part of teaching dedication. And Paul, you're doing great. See, you just need a hard head like me. Hey. No, after the message. You hearing this? Had a fellow come down today, and I was ministering to someone. He said, he looked at me like, is that ministry? I said, well, hey, you haven't been down here yet. God will give you a message once you're involved. Until you're involved and you don't know the whole story here yet, then you haven't got the message for the north side or the south side or the west side or the suburbs. It takes a little dedication. It takes getting involved. God has given us the pound down here, and we've invested it in the kingdom of heaven. But boy, that's such a little bit! I thought, it's funny, it doesn't say any of them complained of the little amount. Or said, hey, master, double it. Will you give me more? Now, listen, we don't need to ask for any more talents. We have enough to answer for. God has increased our ministry right now, and it's over 35,000 people now. The thing that we're dealing with right now is we're dealing with a doubling coming up. Well, you asked for it, now you're going to get it. In the world, you ask for somebody to poke you in the face. Okay, now you've been asking for it, and you've been kind of taunting a person or something like, you asked for it, now you're going to get it. When you ask to be a servant of the Lord, and you serve him faithfully, what do you get for it? More work. That's what people don't want. Become more Christ-like, you get more involved. The more involvement, the more work. The more work, the more you're held accountable. Gee, I guess better off. I'd rather be sweeping a floor than heading up a ministry or doing anything. Oh, gee. So all I got to do is sweep the floor and take a dustpan and throw it in the garbage and bye-bye. Look at the music ministry. You're being faithful. You're faithful with a little, you get more. Minneapolis today, and who knows tomorrow? I mean, now we each hold a pound in our hand. The Lord said, trade therewith. What are you doing with your money? What are you doing with your time? We have been treated as confidential servants. Well, maybe you say you're not doing anything. Maybe you're saying, I only had a little, you say. Well, what did you do with a little? Have you purchased comforts? Have you prosperity alakazam rug-righted? Floating from one selfish, self-pleasing thing to another? Good businessmen, you know what they do with their money? Well, they invest it. We're in hard times. We need to be confident to invest. What better investment is there than souls, than people? What is the treasure after all anyway? Souls. What is your treasure? Your personal treasure, of course, is your life. And so we should be confident, the Bible says, in the Lord. Let's bring, the Bible says, glory unto God. Let's start trading. And let's start giving away worldly things and bring in the spiritual things. And so when he only gave them, closing here, he only gave them 1 pound because that was all they could handle. Jesus will never overload you. Only what you can handle. So we must trade, the Bible says, until the Lord comes. And don't you ever think for a moment you have done enough. Enough is enough. I have done enough. I have done so much more than so and so. No. See, when you invest, you get a return, and now you got more to look after. Ask a businessman. You invest. And you're going for that. Now you invest more and more and more. Businessmen do that, and they get more and more. Now they got more that they have rule over. It's the same way when you get into preaching or you get into ministry. The more that God entrusts you, the more you're held accountable for. Oh, golly, I have had enough. I am worn out. Oh, I didn't want to hear this. I am going to turn the radio off. How many have found that to be true? I have. Who? Yes, I have. I mean, we're in hard times. I think we have to be confident to invest.
Well, I don't know. It's hard times. I think we better hold back.
Go full blast. Don't let money hold you back. Go full blast. Bring glory unto God. We have very few people financing this operation down here. Well, when there's a victory, God gets the glory. And we have a lot of people working. It's a Gideonite army. God gets the glory. There is no way that this small group could do it. Doesn't that give God glory? No. And so closing here, you have to trade until the Lord comes. You can't retire. Oh, I want to retire. When I retire, you can't retire.
Oh, I mean, I have reached 70 years old.
No, you can't. Sorry. Got to keep on going. Can't retire. Do you think that you can have a pension plan? There's no pension plan down here for you. Old age benefits? No. Benefits are in heaven. Is this making you a sad? You're listening on the radio, I feel like you're getting sad because you've been in the prosperity teachings and you think that, hey, I have claimed these things and I'm going to have. There are no benefits down here. You'll just have more junk to take care of if you do get stuff. More padlocks to buy. Just keep on trading. Labor as if he were here right now. When Jesus comes as king, he must have faithful servants. See, Jesus was not money-making, but character-making. God is preparing you for the kingdom of heaven. You won't need money up there. A $20 bill won't mean a thing up there. A $100 bill, a $1,000 bill. Gold, well, there's streets of gold. No, he gave them anticipation of future honors. It says that he will make them rulers over cities. Is that planets? I don't know. 10 pounds, and they were given 10 cities. The next gained 5 pounds, but this was his capacity, and so that was beautiful. See, some vessels will be full, but they'll only hold 5 gallons. Some will be full, and they'll hold 10 gallons, but both are full. So allow your vessels to be full. Your faithfulness in what you have will be the measure that you're judged with. Where were you when's are going to be very important. Where were you when, and I gave you these talents, and I gave you this experience, and I gave you the character and the building and everything, and I prepared you. Where were you when I was gone? Where were you when I was a sick, a prisoner, and a widow? Where were you in a hunger when I was a hunger? Where were you when I was in prison? Where were you? No, I think there's going to be a whole lot of glorified janitors, Sunday school teachers, bus drivers, Northside preachers. I think there'll be a whole lot of people wearing great crowns because of being faithful with a little. And then our Lord and Master will trust us with a lot. Let me close with this, and this is Psalm 22 and 27. Listen, it's beautiful. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord. I thought that's great because it shows the missionary spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's saying, I will be known by everyone out of the inner circle. The blessings will spread. Every idol will be put to shame and turn unto Jehovah. In another place it says, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Then it goes on, verse 28, for the kingdom is the Lord's. And as an obedient, dying Redeemer, the servant Jesus rejoices to know that his Father's interest would be prospering through his pains. Have you suffered some kind of affliction for going on for Jesus? Rejoice. Because God's plan is being fulfilled. And it says, the Lord reigneth, was his song, as well as ours. I believe he who by his own power reigns supreme in the dominions of creation and providence has set up a kingdom of grace. And by the conquering power of the cross, that kingdom will grow until people shall own its sway and proclaim that he is the governor, the Bible says, among the nations. And so amid all of your trials and amid of all your disasters of the present, the Lord reigneth. It says then in verse 29, all they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. I thought that was great. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none shall come alive of his own soul. It's saying, even yes, you out there with all of that money, the fat of the earth, shall eat and worship. And all you that have that prosperity of the soul, that are down to the dust, as low as the dust, you also, For all of your disappointments and trials and sufferings will have great crowns of glory. Occupy until I come. Occupy. You know what? This ministry right now is occupying North Minneapolis, Oliver Avenue. Occupy until I come. It's quite a job, isn't it? Occupy until I come. Can you imagine walking away from an occupation? Not I. I think that'd be the saddest thing, to walk away from what the Lord has given us in pounds. And there'll be, in the end, it says a lot of them that will walk away. Time now to sheep and goats. And it says that even almost the elect will be fooled. They won't be fooled if they're elect, but even almost it'll look like it. Isn't that beautiful? Just think what God has called you to do. And you know what? You'll never be happy until you get into it all of the way. I hope people on the radio have heard this, and I'm getting phone calls on these messages. Because they're occupational. We're occupational forces. We're occupying, just like in Korea, they have occupational forces. In Germany, they have occupational forces. This is an occupation. Occupy until I come. I know I'll be in here tonight. So we're not going to have the salvation call. But if there's anybody on the radio that needs Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, Bible says if you'll confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, thou will be saved. Whew. Great. Occupy until I come. And for gosh sakes, don't lose your sense of humor. Don't get into the melancholies. Don't go into a room and pull down the shades and just die there in yourself, stink. Please. Occupy means you're busy. Occupational forces are busy. You know what I mean, busy? They're not sitting someplace feeling sorry for themselves. Why is everybody always dumping on me, huh? True, we do get into that. How many get into the dumps? That's what the doctor... Yeah, we get into the dumps, don't we? Why is everybody always dumping on me? Hey, dump a little of love out that God gives you. Huh? Say, Lord, dump on me. Dump some love on me so I can dump some love on somebody else. Don't get in the dumps. Jesus, I want to thank you tonight for this audience. I want to thank you for the radio audience and for their sending in the monies that we need, Lord. To continue on in this ministry. I want to thank you for the miracles of finance that you brought our way. Lord, we don't take your miracles lightly. And we just want to thank you, Lord. Remind us, Lord, of the many, many things that you've done so that we don't fall into these fits of depression. But that, Lord, we pull ourselves right now up by the grace of God and say, Lord, Lord, thank you. And we praise you in everything, Lord, that you send our way. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Paul's podcast. That was the conclusion, part two, to episode 249, Occupy. If you missed part one, you can go to www.pastorpaul.blogspot.com. There you're going to find all of Pastor Paul's podcasts. You're also going to find the show notes, and within those show notes are scripture links, so be sure to check those out. Join us every Friday for part one and every Sunday for the conclusion, part two. Next Friday, join us for Personality. Have a great week. God bless you.